All right. Hello, everybody. This is Richard Carafill from Agility, and welcome to PR Profiles, a podcast where we chat with experts in the PR and communications industry because we think PR is the most formidable, dynamic, and rewarding field there is. And we wanted to introduce you to some of our favorite powerhouses in the industry. And today we're speaking with Nick Lee Rogers. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Richard. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you and welcome to the show. Nick is the head of experiential at Hatch, an award-winning agency headquartered in Leeds, specializing in PR, social media, content, events, and sponsorship activation. Nick has spent close to 15 years delivering high-class campaigns and creating experiences that not only excite and inspire, but also function seamlessly and provide a tangible return on investment. Nick has extensive experience in a range of sectors and experiential disciplines, which he's here today to talk about. So great to have you, Nick. Welcome to the show. So let's dive right into these questions. Now, your expertise is in experiential marketing. Now, how did you first get into that field and what drew you to that sector of the industry?
Well, you know what? I've always been interested in live events, live experiences. For me, there's nothing that quite beats that face-to-face interaction. I love music. I love going to gigs, sporting events, anything where you can get out and about with a crowd. And really being able to combine the marketing discipline with that passion, which has kind of drawn me into it.
Interesting. That sounds good. Now, you joined Hatch in 2022 with a particular mission in mind. Why don't you tell us what that was and how it's going so far?
Well, I mean, it's going well. Experiential at events has always been part of the offering at Hatch. I mean, especially when you look at events from a PR perspective, usually you think about product launches, any kind of press events. Whereas we've always done those and more. We've brought in the live experiences and sampling campaigns and other kinds of brand activations as well. What I wanted to do when I joined Hatch, because the timing wise, you know, we were coming out of the post-pandemic world with lockdowns, et cetera, and things starting to open up and people getting back out there. So really, I wanted to get on board and really kind of champion that offering that we have. I mean, we've got an amazing client roster here at the agency. We delivered the PR for the Rugby League World Cup last year, which was a huge, huge sporting event. And I mean, it plays into my passions. Like I've talked about music, I've talked about sports. I mean, we do a lot of activations for sports sponsors, and also a lot of food and beverage as well, which, you know, things that are close to my heart.
Now, what's the difference between experiential first versus PR with experiential thinking?
So actually, a lot of my background is, in the first instance, it's sort of that experiential first mentality. I guess where you'd approach that is really looking at the live experience and really focusing on that. Of course, you want to look at sales conversion and also amplification. But you'd always really focus and dedicate your entire time, you know, to that specific moment in time. Also, working with a lot of clients, you know, they would have an agency to deliver the experiential production. They'd already have a PR agency who would be on a retainer, normally working with them. So you wouldn't always have that joined up together. So you kind of, you'd plan in silos. And then it would come together and maybe right at the end, there'd be some interactions and some questions, but it wouldn't be embedded into that initial planning stages. I think where coming from sort of planning experiential, but from a PR angle is really looking, as I say, building that in first and kind of making sure that is a core part of it. So you're really sort of making any kind of live activation really, really sweat. So what we'd look to do is think about what those PR angles are, how we can weave in a bit of a story into the, whether it's a sampling campaign or any kind of event, what that messaging is that we can do to, you know, make it interesting for press, whether it's local or national. So being able to get people knowing about it. So even if you're not at the event itself, really being able to see it. And from a client perspective, obviously that's going to be a lot more powerful for your brand. It's the same with bringing in things like social, whether you can consider bringing in influencers or even sort of a celebrity name to be able to, let's say, for example, we're doing a food campaign. Maybe it's you bringing in a well-known chef. Doesn't have to be there on the day, but you can bring in the name for someone that's creating a recipe or a drink, for example, and then that is being brought into your sampling campaign. And again, it creates those interesting stories. for press to pick up that coverage, and content as well, being able to make sure that that's really baked into any kind of offering so that you are capturing the live experience, you are being able to film it, you're being able to, you know, stream it live time or put it out post-event as well.
Yeah, I see. Interesting. That's an interesting distinction. Thanks for clarifying that. All right, Nick, now, are there any experiential marketing myths that you'd like to debunk?
Interesting debunking myths. I think a lot of people will have come across experiential, even if they haven't realized it. You know, anytime you're picking up a product on the street or a leaflet, you know, that in itself is a form of experiential. I think the main thing is that it can be sometimes time consuming and expensive. And I think that's something that I come across quite a bit, is people can be put off experiential because of those two things. But the thing, it doesn't have to be. You know, you can make it complicated if you want, you can make it expensive, you can spend lots of money and time and effort on it. You can also do it cleverly and you can do it well without having to spend the earth. You know, you can make it very cost effective. You can make your assets sweat. You can make it interesting. And I think the idea being that, you know, particularly with difficulties and costs, you know, cost of living crisis and everything being a bit squeezed, you need to make sure you're maximizing that. You're making it interesting for the consumer, but also you're making it interesting for the company who is investing in that form of marketing. So, as I say, it's not only making sure you're delivering a really good live experience, but also bringing in those other strands so that you can make sure that people know about it elsewhere, you know, through the press, through your social media, through the content that you're putting out as well. So, as I say, it doesn't have to be expensive, but it can be done well.
I see. Yeah. And I think that is a myth that people are maybe misled by, is that you're looking at extra money when you want to carry a live kind of experiential moment like that. But that's interesting to know that it can be done effectively, efficiently, and without breaking the bank. Okay. Now, how do you respond when, you know, since you're dealing with things in the moment, how do you respond when things just don't go as planned? And what have you learned from that?
You learn a lot. It happens. Naturally, what you tend to do, we will focus a lot of our attentions on planning, contingency planning, using insights and tools to make sure that we're mitigating against those mistakes before they even happen. But even with the best laid plans, we know that things are going to happen. I mean, you can have people, things drop out. We've had suppliers just not turn up on site for no apparent reason, and then not pick up the phone. So it's making sure you respond to that in a positive way. I personally believe that a good degree of transparency and honesty with clients is key. You know, building up that trust and that rapport so that you can actually keep them involved and, you know, work with them to find a solution. So it's trying to approach it positively, find a solution to make it work. And as well, like, there will be times where even when you do really plan well, for whatever reason, it's not necessarily working. And again, it comes back to that honesty with the client. These are lifetime events, so it needs lifetime kind of measurement and reporting and feedback. So having those open chats mean that you can really make sure that you are doing any little fine tuning or wholesale changes to make sure that you're delivering precisely for the brief that you've been given. And as I say, and again, maximizing what they've been investing in.
Yeah, I see. Well, that's interesting. And it sounds like a fun and challenging type of PR. So very cool. All right, Nick, now what's something you're really excited about right now, either personally or professionally?
There's loads of possibilities opening up in the realm of experiential. Just in terms of from an agency perspective, you know, we've got a lot of potential new clients coming on board. Again, I'll come back to it again, is when we talk about sort of cost of living crisis and this sort of the squeeze on budgets, it's made people quite hesitant to necessarily invest in your marketing and in your PR. Whereas it's starting to feel now like people are realizing that actually now more than ever, it's important to be doing that investment and be doing that work. And from an experiential perspective, getting out there face to face, because these are the times where you're really going to be standing out and making a difference. And so when it comes to the good times again, you're going to be the ones that are ahead of your competitors. So actually now is the time to kind of be brave and be bold. And the exciting part for me is being able to kind of bring people on that journey with us and sort of hopefully establish some sort of memorable activations for years to come.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you. And that's kind of a segue into this question, which is, what's your advice for students or professionals that are just starting out?
I would say it's quite a broad discipline in experiential. So what I would say is definitely try and get involved. Try and speak to people that might be in the industry. Maybe get to shadow them. I mean, again, at Hatch, we do work placements. We have what we call a fledgling program, which is a university year placement. And really, there is no substitute for working alongside people and being able to assimilate that knowledge. In the meantime, what I would say is just get out and about. Honestly, like, look around, see what's happening, go to events. And when you're there, obviously enjoy it, but look around, look at what brands are doing, get inspiration from that, because loads of people will be doing things differently and you'll be able to find interesting things, new technologies, new ways of building and producing things, angles on sustainability. And sometimes you just find some awesome new products that you get to try and you might end up sort of including in your repertoire anyway. So, and with all of it, just have fun, because this is the idea about experiential. It is about bringing the fun of a brand to people face to face as well.
Excellent advice and very upbeat. Get out there and experience the industry. Gotcha, Nick. That's great. Now, finally, how can people connect with you?
So can always drop us a note. So on email, we've got hello@hatch.group. I'm also on LinkedIn. So anyone that does want to get in touch, just any questions, advice, yep, always open to having a chat.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Nick. And that's all the time we have, everybody. So again, we have been chatting with Nick Lee Rogers. He's the head of experiential at Hatch. So thank you for joining us today, Nick.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Now, we hope you all enjoyed this episode of PR Profiles brought to you by Agility. We know that in PR, time is always of the essence. With PR Copilot, our AI-powered writing assistant, you can go from first draft to final draft with your press releases and outreach communications in just a few minutes. All you need to get started is a few key messages and optional quotes, and you can visit our website at agilitypr.com/PRCopilot to learn more. So thanks again to Nick Lee Rogers, and thank you all for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.